This is Carrie Steller within the Girls Corner, and I am speaking with Billy McMahon, who has a huge match tonight for Men of War 19. Billy, how are you?
I'm great. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for coming on this morning. It's early, it's bright. I'm excited to be speaking to you. Men of War 19 is going to be a huge card tonight. Tell us about your matchup.
Well, I have a match against Matt Mash tonight. Going to be a good test, great opponent. I'm grateful for the opportunity. It's a big step.
Yeah, he's awesome. I interviewed him the other day. You guys are both really, really great guys. I'm super excited to see both of you showcase your talent. Where do you train out of?
Notorious MMA in East Rutherford.
And who do you train under? How is it over there? Is that the first gym you started training out of?
Yeah, I train under Fiona Rapinski now. Yeah, that's the first gym I started out of. I trained when I was like 8, and we started, she used to be Team Fiona out of like a dojo, like a karate dojo, and she had her jiu-jitsu, and I've been hooked ever since.
That is amazing. And I mean, clearly you're doing great. You are on a 5-fight win streak.
Yes, ma'am.
For Men of War, you're undefeated, which is huge. That's amazing. So we're hoping to keep that streak going. How has this match fight camp been going into this match?
Oh, it's been great. I've been training super hard, hitting all the aspects of my game. Just been putting in the work. So it's forced me to level up my game, because I know how good of an opponent he is and good of a competitor. So I'm really looking forward to this.
Do you have any kind of an athletic background before this, wrestling or anything in school?
You know, funny enough, I played every sport growing up: football, baseball, basketball, soccer. I never wrestled, so I kick myself every day. I wrestle every day now, but I never wrestled in high school or growing up.
Isn't that wild? But you do
Yeah.
look athletic, so I can imagine.
Thank
That's
you.
why. Let me ask, because he looks very athletic, and I can assume that he definitely did some sports.
Yeah.
What do you do outside of jiu-jitsu?
Jiu-jitsu and I is my passion. I also fight MMA, so I train Muay Thai and boxing, kickboxing. I like to run. Yeah, but my main hobby is training.
One of my questions was going to be, do you see yourself transitioning to MMA? Because a lot of, jiu-jitsu players do, but you already are.
Yeah.
How is that? How do you feel that's going to give you an edge coming into this match?
It's the mental toughness that it provides, the MMA training and being in the cage. It's a different animal, you know. It's you go into it like, all right, I'm gonna get hit in the face. It's just something you deal with, and it builds like that dog mentality. So I'm mentally resilient, I'll tell you that.
That is a clear to be seen, and we are super excited to see your skill set. How did you get into martial arts?
Just self-defense. When I was a kid, my mom wanted to put me in there just to be able to defend myself in case any bad situation came up. So since I was really young, I've been doing martial arts since a little kid.
That's a smart lady. Your mom's
Yeah.
extremely smart, especially in the world that we're living in. You never
Thank
know
you.
What happen and where it could come from. And I tell anybody that has kids that'll listen to me, you know, I want to put my kid in sports. I'm like, jiu-jitsu.
Yeah,
jiu-jitsu.
right.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's so smart, especially what, you know, we see going on all over the place. You don't know what's going to happen day to day. So, and it actually isn't just for self-defense. I talk about it all the time, being for, you know, your, it helps your mental health. It gives,
yeah.
You know, kids self-esteem, confidence, team building, exercising. And, you know, that's huge too, because it teaches you to learn to work with other people and to be coachable.
Right. Right. And it's therapy, you know. If I miss a day of training, I'm kind of losing my head.
I completely understand that. I started training a little bit during the whole lockdown thing, and got more into it about like a year after. So I've been training solidly for in jiu-jitsu for like a year and a half,
Nice.
and I trained kickboxing years ago, and I had to get back into shape because I had, you know, injuries. But I definitely understand that, and I can definitely empathize with that, because if I don't, it's almost like you feel like you lost something.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like you're like, wait, did I lose a percentage of my skill set? No, you didn't. You just feel like you did. But if you,
Yeah.
you go in there, I could have the worst day in the world and walk out of there feeling, you know, amazing and humble at the time.
Yeah, totally.
It's amazing. What gets you into a mindset? Because you're a very calm and a cool and collected guy. What gets you into the mindset to be able to get into an MMA fight or into a jiu-jitsu match?
You know, I don't know. I get nervous before every match, every MMA fight, but I know that the nerves, it's a good thing. You could either do a, it could be a fight or a flight, and you could let the nerves take over. Is that your cat?
Yes, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I have two cats.
She
I'm surprised they're not up on the table
comes
right now.
over. She only comes over to join interviews if she likes the person's voice, I noticed. So she like,
That's
it's like,
good.
I like his voice. Let me listen. Go on.
So yeah, the nerves, I know that you could let it consume you, or you can use it as fuel. And I always use it as fuel. I know that when I'm nervous and I have the butterflies, it's a good thing. So I take it and I run with it. I don't know. I just get into like an adrenaline before my matches, before my fights, and something just switches.
And you know what? I feel like if you're not nervous, something's not right. You know what I mean?
Right.
You have the right balance of nerves and excitement. And, you know, you've been competing in other things clearly for a while, as have I. And being a competitor, you have to have that right balance and be able to harness it. Because if not, you know, we've seen people fall, you know, like their whole plan goes to shit. And I mean, that happens to everybody, but like,
Course.
you know, see it in someone. So I think that's really, really important. And I mean, you have a great team behind you, which is half the battle. Your family, I'm assuming, is amazing. You're a
Yeah.
guy, so I think that you come from a great family.
Takes a village, you know?
Yeah. Does any of your other family members train?
No, I've been trying to get my mom into it for so long. It's tough. I'm the only one.
Okay.
But one day I'm gonna get her on the mat.
Tell her that she can definitely do it, because I'm assuming, and I'm just assuming, that we are in the same age range. I am a lot older than I look. I'm 44, and I started it at 41, 42 technically. And if I could start it at 42, anybody can.
Right. One of my good friends, his he's been training for years. He wrestled at West Virginia, and he got his mom into training, and she's 70, and she got the bug. She's hooked. It's
That is
great.
insane. I love
Yeah.
that. And you know, I mean, that's ne she'll never get old. They say that
Right.
once you stop moving, that's when you're in your worst shape. So I've been trying to get my dad, like, secretly, like nobody knows. Like, I'm like, no, Dad, why don't you come watch, Dad? And
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
been watching sports since I was a kid. I'm sure you have the same
Yep.
situation. And I've been dying to get him to do it, or my nieces. And so one day, sooner or later.
Nice. Yeah, me too. I really hope so.
Do you coach? Do you teach at all?
Yeah, I teach practically not on the weekends, but every weekday I help with the kids program, with the teens program. My goal is to one day have my own gym and run my own school, 'cause it once it, like I really enjoy sharing my knowledge with anybody who's willing to listen and learn. So yeah.
That's great. And you got to pass it. And you got to pass it. And it also helps, I believe. When you're teaching someone, you are learning more yourself, maybe like
Yeah.
seeing nuances that you didn't catch before. I'm teaching, so I definitely, that's great. And tell us about your team up at Notorious.
I have a bunch of really good teammates. Of course, with my professor Fiona, she won Worlds, she won Pans. I have whether it's in the evening with there's some college wrestlers, Fiona's husband, Casey, who's also competed a bunch on Men of War. Sorry, my mom's cooking. So I heard the bacon sizzling. I got distracted.
I was just gonna ask you, what is she making? Because I could see, like, you're like, wait, that smells really fucking good.
I'm sorry. Getting back to it. Yeah. Fiona's husband, Casey. I have some college wrestler teammates. Even my professors who teach, they also compete as well. And they push me every day. I get humbled, but it's a good thing. Plenty of black belts on the mat. So there's always somebody I can ask a question like, hey, this certain position, I'm getting stuck. Can you help me? And they're right there.
That is amazing. And it is a team effort. And a lot of people don't understand that when I say, I'm like, oh, that's my teammate. And they're like, what? I'm like, well, you don't get it. You know what I mean? And it's like, you are a team. You're helping each other get better. It's not like you're training each other. You're training together. So, you know, then after you explain that, people kind of get the idea, but it's a big, big team effort. And that's huge. And that's super important. And I want to get back to this bacon. How do you... I'm hungry now.
Yeah.
In a home where your mom is an amazing cook, I'm assuming. I saw your face and that just said it all. How do you balance a great diet? I mean, or are you just naturally in good shape? Because some people are, and they don't really need to worry about that. I need to eat more proteins and more, you know, of a higher calorie diet because I'm so
really. So my diet, I take it very seriously. It's very whole food based. I eat lots of proteins because, you know, it keeps the muscles there. I eat lots of fruits because that helps my stomach digest for training. I stay away from lots of like processed sugar, processed foods because when I was younger, when you're a kid, you're not really mindful of what you're eating, but past, I don't know, 5 years, I've been very dialed and that helps with my training. I can do two a days now with what I'm putting in my body. It's what you're going to put out and, think of it like fuel. So I put the best foods in.
No, you are absolutely right. I never read a back of a box when I was a kid. And
yeah, like, right.
5 years, if it's got stuff I can't understand, if it's got, you know, certain oils in it, I won't eat
oils. I stay away from that.
See?
Yeah.
People don't realize the most important things are what you put in your body. And we've been pushed a diet that's extremely opposite of what we should eat. You should never use canola oil. That's made to, you know, run engines and cars in different countries. And hear people like it's a daily basis. And seed oils, all that stuff is terrible. And the processed sugars and stuff is fats and everything that we have in our foods is legal in other countries. So I actually just found there's a supermarket called Aldi. I don't know if you have that.
Oh, I love Aldi's. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So I've never been, or I might've been to one once. And I like, it was years ago. So I remember walking in and I'm like, they don't have anything here. And I walked out, but I just found why. It's because they don't follow American standards. They follow European standards. I believe it's a German-based company.
Yep, German. Yeah, exactly.
We eat our food and our garbage shit in there. If you go to like I'm assuming it's like more of a Spanish supermarket not far from me. And I didn't see anything that I would see in Stop and Shop. And you look at Coca-Cola, which I don't drink, but theirs is made with cane syrup, cane sugar. Yeah.
Look at that's a huge difference. It's almost like I don't get it. I feel like the government is trying to keep us sick and unhealthy.
You're my new favorite. I don't want to get like too into conspiracies and
too political.
He's a stag. It's all been proven, and it is a conspiracy for the government. Yeah, it's true. There is no money in healthy people.
Right.
So if we're all healthy and we're all thriving, they're not going to make any money off of our, you know, sickness. And that's why there's no cures and stuff. And it's always a thing. People stay sick and get sicker instead of getting better. Whereas to, I can remember, I'm 44 for like years before I started like really looking into that stuff. I would get all sorts of weird, like, flus, colds. I still get sinus infections like everybody else, but I don't, I mean, I barely got in COVID. When I did, I had a sinus infection. I called it a super sinus infection. That was the worst I got. But I also really like, I drink chaga mushroom tea, and chaga mushrooms are like full of all sorts of healing benefits and anti-aging things. And, I'm like, there's a reason I don't get sick. I don't put crap
Right.
in our bodies.
Yeah, exactly. We're on the same wavelength.
I love it. That's great. We're gonna have to talk outside of here, because that's like, I have ideas of doing another podcast with doing talking about all that kind of stuff that we're on the same wavelength. But so that's amazing. What would you eat before a match like you're gonna have today? Are you gonna eat, or is it an early eat? Because I know that this is a long day. Are you your fight later on, like later in the evening?
I eat a lot of honey. I eat a lot of honey. It helps me digest, and I have sourdough bread, so I do peanut butter, banana, honey, sourdough. It's so good.
It's the only bread not made with an oil.
Right, exactly. So it digests well, it's
Yes.
fermented. So it's like my pre-match ritual.
Fermented stuff is so good for you. People
Yep.
don't, I'm loving this conversation, because this, I was just speaking to my friend about this last night. I'm like, dude, all I, and the last week I've been talking to three of my friends about all of their health problems. And I'm like, it's all your diet. I'm like, you both like shit. I'm like, and fermented food is, it tastes better anyway, in my opinion. And sourdough is the only bread that is not made with oils. And honey is so good for you. People don't realize that. Even like all different kinds. Manuka honey is great for you. Actually, honey is good for like healing wounds and stuff. And then the honey that we eat, I don't know. Did you know you're not supposed to eat honey with a metal spoon?
No, I didn't know that.
Look it up. I could be wrong. I heard
Okay.
it. I know it's going to sound so stupid, but like
No.
somebody sent it to me on a video in like Instagram or from a TikTok or something like that. And they said the reason why they have it, like the honeycomb, like the wood spoon or whatever, is because the metal takes the nutrients out of the honey. I don't know if it's true.
Good to know.
I don't know if it's true, but it's stored in plastic, right? And if they have that, and I do, I have one of the things with like the wood comb, and
Okay.
then I have the last one. So I've been using that. I don't know if it's a difference, but just a little information that I can impart.
Good to know. Thank you. Yeah, I'm gonna look into that.
it's you got to have the right fuel for today. And too many carbs aren't going to be the right amount, or the wrong carbs. So it's like you're right, like. And who taught you all of this? Did you self-research, or are you self-taught?
Everything self-taught. Yeah, at first, like I got into the fitness and the nutrition. You can be misguided, and I was misguided for a little while, and I was all over the place, but I found certain people that I trust that are well educated, and they're not giving you bullshit. And I found them, and I've just been teaching myself. And also my cousin, he's in the health and wellness space, so he's been able to steer me in the right direction. But pretty much all self-taught.
That's amazing. You could pull that information and pay it forward. And actually, I'm going to ask you right now, we should definitely do a like a, I don't want to call it an interview, but more of like a conversation episode about foods and what foods, and right, like how to get into eating all that, because you know a lot of stuff. I've researched a shit ton of stuff, and I think that would be an amazing conversation that like we could help a lot of people, because they don't realize that they're killing themselves slowly.
Right. Let's set it up. That sounds good.
To be depressed on that guy. You know what I mean? We're not going to end it on a depressing note. We're going to end it on an amazing note. You guys get a great walkout at Men of War. Do you have a you're going to walk out to, or is that a surprise?
I know. I think it's known. I walk out for to the same song every time. It's "Simple Man" by Lynyrd Skynyrd.
I love that.
Thank you.
That is a fantastic song. It's so
Thank you.
funny. I always thought that I would have like a particular walkout song, but when I had my match, It was at a colorful jujitsu organization. So I came out to Derek Wilder by Redman and Method Man. I was like, cool. Oh, so the situation. And it was so funny because like everybody was like, but people came up to me, that was a perfect song. Like, thank you. Like nobody, when I saw it wasn't on the list for anyone, I was like, yes. It was all songs that I wanted to come out to. They didn't have. The DJ didn't have, I wanted to come out to Hunger Strike.
Yeah.
By Temple of the Dog. And then my other choice, oh, it's by my friend. His name is Dicey. It's a song called Hard. It's actually a really great song about fighting. And he's let me use that for so many different things. And I was going to come out to that, but she didn't have that.
She didn't have it? Oh.
Yeah. But it's super important to get hyped before
you It is. Hyped. Yeah.
What do you do right before you're going to walk out to get hyped, to get excited, to get those nerves out?
Let's see. I have to get a good warm up. I've gone into matches cold, and that I've never done well. I need a good warm up. I need to start feeling like I could break a sweat. Like in training, my first round is usually never great because I'm not warm. But after that second or third, and I got the juices flowing, and I'm sweating, that's when I'm at my best. So getting a solid warm up is really key.
Now, MetaWar is a great promotion, and I know that they give you guys a great experience. What sets them apart from other promotions?
You know, the professionalism, treating the fighters well. I love the stage. Even just the promoters coming up to you and like Eugene and Frankie and just being personable and treating us like family. That's really key.
It is. It's very, very important. And I cannot wait to see you tonight.
Thank at you.
Number 19. Right. Tell us one last time, thank your coaches, your teammates, your training partners. The floor is yours.
I want to thank everybody at Notorious. There's hundreds of people who've helped me along the way. Fiona, Casey, Professor Marcio, Professor Helio, Adam. I could go on. I could go on for like 20 minutes, but everybody at Notorious, thank you so much for preparing me, for giving me the right steps, the right tools for this match. I want to thank my mom for being my rock. My sponsor, Robles, they always supply me with some nice gear. I'm also sponsored by my friend's dad's restaurant. He owns it's like a sandwich / mozzarella restaurant. So yeah, I have some logos on my rash guards. Yeah, that's it.
That's amazing. Billy, where everybody follow you?
On Instagram, my name, Billy McMahon, BillyMcMahn.
I'm going to give you a follow in a little bit. I look forward to seeing you tonight. I'm very, very excited. Thank you so much for taking time out of your morning. I know it was early to talk to me and to get to know a little bit about yourself. And I am so excited that we did this because you're great and you have a huge future ahead of you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I will talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye.